Good masturbator morning. I am in my chair and just coming down from an intense bait session. I'm about to go out. I just realized I never introduced y'all to my penis. So my penis's name is Magnus. He is uncut, very hairy. He is 6.5 inches long and 5 inches in girth. He's gone by many names. As I've aged, he used to just be, I used to call him my PP, because urine, leaves through him. I used to call him my hum, which is just penis in Laotian. And then I used to call him, thingy, because it was just a thingy that got hard. So I just call him my thingy. And then after that, I just called him my penis for a while. In college, like, I was trying to really outgrow it, giving my penis a name. So I just removed its name entirely and just called him, like, either PP, thingy, hum, or dick, cock, penis. And then finally, in college, when I was going to have sex, I could barely fit into a Magnum condom because I was so turned on. And then so I decided to name him Magnus because he kind of just breaks through a condom. And yeah, but I also called him, this is kind of embarrassing, I used to call him my drumstick back when I was a percussionist in my band. So I would play the drums and I would just say, this is my drumstick, you know, because, and then I would like smack him against the snare drum when no one else around, or I would smack him against the tom-toms and just feel the vibrations from the drums on my penis. I loved hitting the bass drum too and then feeling like the vibration against my dick. So yeah, like those are the many names that my penis has gone through. But one thing that I think a lot of baiters need to get comfortable doing is actually naming their penis, or naming, like, just the idea of masturbating your penis, just giving him an identity, and then being able to call him that name when you're all by yourself, when you're alone with penis, you should be able to name him, you know? I know a few masturbators that I know, they just call their penis, you know, and just, like, just call it by its scientific name. Some people, and a few other people, just like to call it, like, if their name was Jeff, for example, they'd call it like their little Jeff, you know, and just like name their penis after themselves, like Jeff Jr. or something like that. And that's really endearing. I think it's really like a father-son relationship, like with your penis. I think that's adorable. But a few other people just give their penis like a random name that they find attractive. I know a few guys who have called their penis, like, for example, if their name was Luke, they'd name their penis Kyle or something. And then slowly, like, as their life progressed, they'll just say, oh, I know I used to be called Luke, but just call me Kyle now. And then their penis would also be named Kyle. So their penis really just consumed their identity, and that's really interesting to me. And a lot of baiters do like calling it like their bait stick, their fuck toy, their meat, their goon flesh, you know, like just really attaching their penis to their identity, their bait identity and their online persona. I think it's pretty good for branding, especially with people doing OnlyFans now. A few people do like calling their penis like their clit if they're into like more feminine, more sissy play. And other people just like calling it their genitals, you know, just make it really gender neutral, really scientific sort of name for their penis, for their masturbation toys. And a few others really like just saying that their penis is like a cucumber or like a sausage or a dong or a schlong or their cock, their dick, their fucking prick. They're a few older baiters like saying pecker, wiener, their birdie. So there's a lot of names that you can give your penis. You know, I think that they should really come out with a book of names to give your genitals. But if you do know your penis's name, right now I want you to touch him. I want you to touch it and just masturbate and just call it by its name, and just have a good time during this bait talk. But if you don't know your penis's name, now's the best time to experiment. You know, like, masturbate and ask him or it, like, is your name penis? Is your name pee-pee? Is your name dick? Is your name ding-dong? Is your name dingle? Is your name schlong, meat, fucking donkey dick, goat cock? You know, and just kind of, like, figure out what it is. It's like, some people really just never ask their penis what its name is, you know, and some penises don't have a name. It's just, they just don't call it by anything. It's just your pleasure stick, you know, it's your rod, it's your shaft. You know, just really try to figure out what its name is. You know, some people anaconda for longer dicks, their snake, their one-eyed willy, like, just start calling out to it. Just masturbate right now. Just up and down. Just up and down. And just ask, like, what's your name? What's your name? And just, like, keep masturbating. Just keep masturbating and ask what its name is. You know, and maybe today you might get an answer. Maybe. And wouldn't that be nice? You just get to figure out what your penis's name is, what your genitals' name is, and just figure out what you want to call it, figure out what it wants to be called, and just go with it. You're the humble servant for penis, so you should figure out what its name is, what is its preferred name. That way you can better serve him, that way you can better be a better masturbator, and just let him boss you around. But, like, maybe today you won't find out your genitals name, and that's fine, you know, like, that's completely normal. A lot of people go their whole lives and try to figure that out, and then once they do, they just can't stop calling it by its name. You know, I love knowing that I have Magnus between my legs. I know that he's always there for me. I know that I'm always there for him, no matter how rough things get. You know, it just helps that I choose my own name based on what my penis wants me to be called, and then my penis calls itself Magnus, and it's just like, it's just that we've gotten so close together that we know each other by our first names now. As silly as it sounds, you should ask your penis right now, what's your name? What's your name? You want to tell me your name? That way we can get to know each other, you know, just try to open up a conversation with your penis and be more verbal with your penis whenever you're masturbating, and ask your penis questions, and ask your penis, how's everything going? Are you happy? And it really helps to have your penis's name. That way your penis will respond to your name, its new name, its old name, or whatever you need to do to have a functioning and really intimate conversation with your penis. So, like, sometimes I'll just sit around and I'll just be like, Magnus, what do you want to do right now? And he'll be like, Magnus wants to masturbate. And then I'll have to masturbate and then take off my shorts. But if I ask right now, like, Magnus, what do you want to do? Magnus will say, and I'm touching him right now, so Magnus wants me to work out, eat some more vegetables, and then masturbate. So that's a great idea, Magnus. We're going to do that, you know, and just, like, don't let it be something that's silly, even though it is silly. Just let it be a way to bond closer to yourself, closer to your parts. And as silly as it may feel, like, you are a baiter. So, like, how silly can things get, you know? So, yeah, like, I just introduced you to my penis, and maybe in the comments, you'll be able to introduce me to your penis. You know, and we'll just develop that penis relationship. It really helps knowing who do you have between your legs, what's their identity, what are they like, you know. And as you get to know your penis, you'll really just really bond with your penis and just know what type of porn it likes, what type of porn it doesn't like, and just really understand your penis on a deeper level once you know each other by first name basis. So I want you to look at your penis right now and say, thank you, penis. And then stroke him a few more times. Listen to the file. And then I'll see you later, masturbator. Take care.